The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 2024 Deadpool Draft. Justin here, along with Vince, Tony, and handsome Kevin joining us this year.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Well, God, I hope 2024 goes better than 2023, as Tony and I tied with one apiece.
Yeah, well, technically we did, I guess. Maybe.
Well, as of this recording on the 28th, Tony got Bob Barker right.
Yay.
And I got Ted Kaczynski right.
So, out of all the people.
All the people. So, since there was a tie, Tony, you can either have the number one overall, or you can pick the draft order. Who goes first, second, third, and fourth?
I'm going to pick the draft order. I'm going to make it a little different this year.
Yeah. All right.
So, in my infinite wisdom, I'm going to let the new guy have first pick.
Okay.
I am going to let Vince have second pick.
Oh.
I am going to take the third pick, and Justin will go fourth.
I kind of saw that coming.
Well, I mean, it was either one or the other.
I figured. All right. So with the number one overall pick, handsome Kevin, you select.
This is not a guy that I want to die by any stretch, but I just, it's his time is here. Unfortunately, it's Mel Brooks.
Oh, good call. Damn. Good call.
Love Mel Brooks. Love all of his movies, but he's getting a little long in the tooth and a little long for this, not too long for that, this world.
That took one off Vince's list, I already know.
And off of my list, too.
I went young because of the points.
Now, we do need to explain we're doing a different point system this year. We're doing it by age. If they are, what we decide, 70 and up, that is 1 point. 60 to 69 is 2, 50 to 59 is 3, so on. And if they are under 30, it is 10 points.
Yeah. So if
that is the Hail Mary.
Yeah. Anybody under 30 is an automatic 10 points. So there you go.
There we go. All right. Vince, your first round pick, sir.
I'm going to be a real sumbitch and take this from Tony. Shannon Doherty.
You cocksucker. Dude, you son of a bitch.
Stage 4. And it went to her bones.
Yeah, but she's like Jimmy Carter.
No.
She's had stage 4 for like 5 years.
No. No.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
No, no,
no. No.
Tony, since one is already off your board, what is your first pick?
This is a tough one because one is worth a couple more points than the other, but He's pretty much been walking around like a zombie the past couple of years, so I'm going to go with Bruce Willis.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean, oh, shit? You took Shannon Doherty. You can't say, oh, shit.
He doesn't even know he's Bruce Willis at this point.
Yeah. He thinks he's the black cop, and his family matters. Shit. Mark off. You already got some off the board here.
Holy fuck.
Where's Bruce Willis? That was a top pick. All right. I will finish off the first round here. I'm just going to take him to get him off Tony's list. Give me James Earl Ray Carter, Jimmy Carter.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You know he's going to die on New Year's Eve, right?
He's going to die tomorrow.
He's going to die tomorrow. Yes. The way my luck is, yes, he will go tomorrow.
He might be dead right now. Somebody Google him.
All right. Handsome Kevin, start us off second round, sir.
So in the second round, I'm picking somebody that I think I would just want to have go away. No idea what his age is at all off the top of my head. I'm going Justin Bieber.
I think
it's time for one of those unfortunate, you know, child star deaths.
And there goes maybe one of not my unfortunate. Hail Marys, all right.
Yeah. Unfortunate, huh?
Not so unfortunate. That was the wrong wording. That's on me.
All right, Vince, your second round.
Give me Nikocado Avocado.
Get the fuck out of here. That's amazing.
Shannon was my the weird one here. I'm going different this year.
But that's such a crazy pick. He didn't even enter my mind. That's so good.
That dude's heart is going to pop this year.
Dang. I didn't even have that. That's all right, Tony, second pick.
I don't really know how sick she is nowadays, but I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I'm going to go Christina Applegate.
Ooh.
What? She's got shit falling out of her at this point, doesn't she?
I don't know if that's inappropriate. Oh, yeah, or not.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking points.
Out.
Yeah.
It's all strategy this year, man.
Oh, is that it? Strategery.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you say that you guys tied with one apiece last year?
Yeah, last year was abysmal, dude.
Dude, it was all old people, too. 90s old.
Yeah.
If you were on the list, you were guaranteed to live through the year. It was really sad. I will finish off the second round with Yoko Ono.
Oh, no.
Yes, exactly.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
My God, man.
That brings it to me.
Handsome Kevin, start of the third.
And I don't know if there's any way that they'll actually be able to prove that this guy hasn't been dead for about the last 20 years. And it's Keith Richards.
Oh, good call.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they've been Weekend at Bernie's with him for at least 20 years.
Oh, Johnny Depp will play him in the movie. It'll be all right.
That'll be nice.
Vince, your third pick.
Give me Boogie 92988.
The YouTube
guy.
Is that a? I thought that was a phone number.
No, Boogie 2988. He is about 500 pounds.
He just got kicked off of Twitch for going naked. Yep.
Yeah.
You have knowledge of other worlds.
I went fat, dude, this year.
Apparently so.
Wow, he was.
I'm waiting for the hearts to stop.
The clot shot? Yeah, gotcha.
I'm looking for a heartbeat here.
Holy shit,
Johnson,
dude.
Where are you, baby?
You can't do that to me, man. You're going to fucking kill me.
Tony, your third pick, sir.
Oh, boy. I got so many that are going to be, like, worth points. Let me see. You know what? I heard she's not doing too good lately anyway. Give me Selma Blair.
Oh, shit.
What? Every time I make a pick, everybody groans. Like,
yeah, that's because that's taking them off our list. That's what you're doing.
Well, strategicals, baby.
She has MS. I know that one.
Yeah.
She's walking with two canes.
Yep.
She's walking like Jerry from Facts of Life.
That's her rapper name, Two Canes. That's right, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. I'm going to finish off the third round here with... You know what? If we're going to go with bad hearts, give me Lizzo.
Fucking you, motherfucker. That was the only person of color on my list.
You racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're picking them to live, is it really racist? Or
you know.
Handsome Kevin, the start of the fourth round.
Yep.
Ooh, this is boy, there's two guys that come to mind right now, and I think I'm gonna go with the Juice.
Ooh, that's a good pick, though.
I would love to.
He's getting long in the tooth as well, and I know his conscience has probably been weighing heavy on him for a while. So,
oh no, he don't give a fuck.
He already got his killing out. I mean, yeah.
He wrote a book about it, didn't he?
No, he wrote a book about how he would have done it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now we're splitting hairs, dude.
All right, Vince, your fourth pick, sir.
I would like Tess Holliday.
Okay.
or mess hollandaise? She big. Smell my elbow.
Jesus.
Moving on quickly. Tony, your fourth pick.
I'm going for more sick people. Give me Eric Jensen from Walking Dead.
Ooh.
He dying. And he's worth 3 points.
Matt, there we go. That's why. All right. Yeah. Give me, to end the fourth round, give me Val Kilmer.
Wow. Didn't even think of him. Good call.
I thought he was dead.
Nope.
He was supposed to die during Top Gun, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Whoops.
3 days, dude. Just hold out 3 fucking days.
His non-loss is your gain.
That's right. His happy family is. All right. Handsome Kevin, fifth round.
This might be not the best pick I've ever made. Sarah Hyland.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Who is that? Do I know who that is?
From Modern Family?
That's correct.
Oh. Okay.
Not the one she's that's married to Ed O'Neill, is she?
No. This is the daughter. This is the daughter.
No, married to Ed O'Neill.
She's got some kidney situations happening.
Perfect.
Always bet on the kidneys.
I wasn't looking at her kidneys.
I was feeling them.
Rhea?
I'm looking at her kidneys.
With my dick!
Oh, looking at her kidneys.
Handsome Kevin's going to be called the kidney cracker.
I'm so glad this is audio only.
Well, Handsome Kevin and I are having a good time looking at each other.
Yeah, I was going to say. Vince, your fifth pick.
Because trans...
Wait. I didn't make my fifth pick yet.
That's because Vince picked before.
Oh, Vince goes... Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You stupid mode.
Because trans suicide is 42%.
Oh, no.
He's going Ellen Page.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Yep, I knew it.
Yes, by Bud Light.
Yeah. Oh, my God, guys.
Holy shit, dude.
What exactly was being gargled?
This Bud Light tastes great.
I don't know. What do you want?
Well, that is not an oh yeah moment.
No. No.
I'll take an oh no moment.
Oh no.
Tony, now you are fifth pick, sir.
Yeah, I apologize about that. I'm kind of stunned tonight. This is weird because I was expecting more of my list to be taken by now, and it's not. So, like, my field really isn't narrowed down the way I thought it would be. Oh boy.
Well, we didn't know Vince was gonna go throw a dart at the wall of weirdos,
dude. So. I diversified, all right.
Yeah, that's a big fucking wall.
Yeah, it's huge.
Huge.
The only thing dying is buffets in their wake.
Holy shit. You know what? She's doing all right these days. I don't know. I'm starting to rethink some of these now that I'm looking at them. Give me, for my fifth round pick, give me Montel Williams.
Ooh.
Well, what's going on with Montel?
He's 67 and he's got some sort of disease.
He has MS, I believe. Yeah.
He got sex with Kamala Harris.
Heels up Harris?
So you're saying he's gonna suicide too? Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, your dick's gonna
fall. I'm gonna take him before anybody else does. Give me the Nature Boy,
Rick. Ah, Carter. You son of a bitch!
He's gonna live forever.
He's eating woo wings.
He wants to do one more match, so he may not live forever.
Oh God!
Oh man, one more figure four, one more flop. I'm happy.
No.
No.
One more heart going, nope, I ain't kicking
out. Oh, no.
Fine.
Handsome Kevin starts the sixth round with
Charlie Sheen.
Ooh.
He's got tiger blood, man. He's not going to die.
Yeah, his tiger blood is full of AIDS. Or did we just forget about that?
Did we forget about Magic Johnson says? Yeah.
Everybody forgot about the fact that he has fucking AIDS because he thought he was really cool when he was winning. That guy's a piece of shit. I wish he died before that whole winning bullshit.
Not before. Hey, not before Men at Work.
No, this would have been after
Men at Work.
Before his little bullshit career renaissance, man. Okay. I hope he dies a painful death.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel, dude.
I fucking hate him.
What about Cabanuva? He's on Cabanuva.
It's because he changed it from Estevez. Is that it, really?
No, I've always been a Denise Richards guy. And it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it's true. All right.
He ruined it, didn't he?
I don't know if he did or not. I haven't been to Ground Zero, but I have my feelings. There's some suspicions.
Oh, looks like a roast beef sandwich.
Oh.
I'm a vegetarian. It's good.
She has the meats. Vince, your sixth pick.
Give me Chris Tyson from Mr. Beast.
No shit. You're a fucking ghoul, dude.
42%.
Wow.
It's a numbers game.
Shit. It's a numbers. He is playing strategery.
I have to write that down and let the kid know that you picked him. Or her, as it is.
Shim?
Because we will get the obligatory, that's fucked up.
All right, Tony, who's your sixth?
I told you, I have so many options here. This is ridiculous. I'm going to go Vince's route. I'm going to go for the fattest man running for president right now. Give me Chris Christie. Nothing? Wow. I must be shitting the bed this year.
I wrote it down as Crisp Christie.
Crispy?
Crispy. Crispy, yeah. Oh, my God.
Crispy cream.
Yeah. I take him every year.
Oh, no.
Give me the other MJF, Michael J. Fox.
Fox.
One of these years I'm going to hit, damn it.
Hold still, damn it.
Sir, you've been shaking my hand for 6 years. Please stop.
Still holding out for another Back to the Future.
Doc, we got to go back. I need a cure. Marty, I'm not that kind of doctor.
I think Marty, I can't grab you.
Wouldn't they go forward for a cure?
Yeah.
The DeLorean just shakes.
We can't get up to 88. I don't understand why.
Like a fucking bounces like a lowrider.
Stuff's falling off, Marty.
Marty, I can't tell if it's a transmission or you're shaking. Holy shit.
All right.
L.
Handsome Kevin, please save us. Your seventh round pick, sir.
Oh, boy. How about Anthony Anderson?
Oh, ooh. Good pick.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything negative to say about him, but I know that he's a pretty hard diabetic.
And he's a commie, so that's a great pick. All right. He's got the sugar.
No.
Oh, Jesus. He's got the sugars. All right. Vince, seventh round.
Give me...
What weirdo you pick in this round?
Clint Eastwood.
Ooh, not a weirdo.
That's who I was between. It was between Eastwood and fucking Anthony Anderson. I was hoping I'd get him on the flip.
He needs a point. Yeah. I want to get that easy point. I don't want him to die, though.
He was on my board. Shit. All right. Now we're kind of getting down into the nitty gritty here the last few rounds. Tony, your seventh pick.
Give me Mary Lou Retton.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. God bless us, everyone. I watched that over the weekend. Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah, she almost died this year. I got to hope she's not out of the woods yet.
Give me to finish off the seventh.
Uh-oh.
Do I go easy points or do it? I'm saving my Hail Mary.
Oh.
Give me Bill Gates.
Interesting.
I think his name may come out in a certain list, and he may have a horrible accident, if you will.
Oh, boy.
All right, Handsome Kevin, eighth round.
Oh, boy, between two right now, and I think that...
Take the black guy. Wait.
Yes. One, yeah. Well, no, I think...
you. Do it.
I think it's going to be Bob Newhart.
Ooh.
Okay, fair enough.
I love Bob Newhart, too. I hope he lives forever.
Yeah, that's one of those that... that one will suck, but yeah, that's a decent pick because he is up there in age.
He celebrated his 94th birthday September 6th, and he looks like he's on death's doorstep. I'm looking at a picture of him. It's rough.
Yeah.
It's bad.
All right, Vince, who you taking?
Give me Dick Van Dyke.
Ah. All right.
Every year, I just write down DVD. That's it.
I want it. I gotta have it.
He is to you what Michael J. Fox is to me. So, all right. Tony, your eighth round.
I have so many good picks on the table.
I do as well.
Oh, this is hurting me to have to choose between who I have left. This is really painful. You know what? He's been in the news lately. Let's go Alec Baldwin.
I'm just thinking about him.
He's losing his shit. He's got to be on something.
He's got something. I don't know. I don't remember what it is.
Fucking itchy trigger finger.
Yeah, he's got a bad attitude, that guy.
Sure, this ain't loaded. Hey. All right. I'm going to finish off the eighth round. I think I got to go another wrestler here. Give me Jerry the King Lawler.
Ooh.
Oof.
So much sadness.
Yeah.
I know he's coming off the stroke and all that, but once you've had one,
you just keep stroking.
Yeah.
Stroking.
That's what we'd be doing.
He's still available, Vince.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
All right, Handsome Kevin, ninth round.
Brett Butler.
Ooh-hoo.
She's pickled, man. She ain't never going to die.
Oh, she's over it, man. You hear that all the time. They got my life right and all that other kind of... Everything's looking up. I got acting work again, and then boom. They find her fucking dead.
Dead with a needle in her arm.
Matt
Perry. Or in her ass. Who knows?
Happened to Chris Candido.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, ninth pick.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
Poor Andy Dufresne. Speaking of taking it in the ass.
Jesus Christ, dude.
No, that's why I never watch that movie with you.
Well, Tony, I want to hold hands and you don't want to. And...
It's weird. Call me the Birdman. Yeah, it's just weird. Tony, your ninth round pick, sir.
You know, I've yet to dump a one-pointer in my picks, so I think this is a good enough round. And, God, I hope she makes it a couple more. Well, actually, I have her for this year, too. Give me Joyce Randolph. The last remaining honeymooner, 99. Oh, boy.
That's a good pick. She was on my list. All right, I will finish off the ninth round here with... Maybe I'm going to be careful how I say this because being a political person and wishing they die is a little iffy. Give me Mitch McConnell.
Cocaine Mitch.
Yeah, isn't he like 81, 82?
He can't remember.
Yes, but he stares off and has a lot of mini strokes now. So we'll see.
That's all a right, good call.
This is the last round. Hail Marys or whatever you want. Handsome Kevin starts us off.
So I'll probably go with somebody that I, you know, I'm not going to be sad when they go. I'm going to Matt Riddle.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
He plays too hard and too loose. Not with many good things either. Guy's fucked in the head.
Very true. I wonder if he's going to donate his brain. Yeah. That's MMA and wrestling injuries.
You know damn well he can't read or spell donate.
His porn star girlfriend will sign the papers. That's
Who's the only brain she knows you make with your ball sack.
Yeah, well.
The brain! The bat?
No, not the bat.
Who's it, Lisa Riddle? Is that his porn star girlfriend?
No. I don't know which one he knocked up, but he is the king of bad choices. So,
oh.
Our adventure last pick.
I don't want to get political, like you said. I don't want to wish
you liar. Look for Tony.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Whoa, the Donald.
I don't see it, man.
A lot of people think he's going to get popped before the election.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Something's going to happen to him.
All right, Tony, your last pick of the draft.
I never trust a man who raps and has tattoos on his face. Give me 6'9".
Oh.
Shooting the moon with that one. He's only 27, so that's a 10 bagger.
Wow.
We need a dozen Coke bottles, stat.
Coke bottles and a helicopter quickly.
Oh, Coke bottles falling from the sky.
All right, I'm gonna finish off the draft.
Oh boy.
I was scared that Vince took my Hail Mary.
Uh-oh.
But he did not. He took my Hail Mary's best friend. Give me Mr. Beast.
Oh no.
Oh.
That's fucked up, man. That guy does so much good for the world.
That's what I'm saying. That
he does so much. He makes YouTube videos. He's not fucking Gandhi.
No, he does a lot for charity, dude. He does a lot of
charity stuff. Yeah. A lot of his philanthropic is a lot of money.
So is used for write-off purposes.
That was still, he brought 100 wells to villages in Africa, and he gave people eyesight, and he gave people shoes, and
then they complained. And then they complained about it because, oh, you don't think we can do it ourselves? You've been there for 700 years, you still ain't fucking done it. Yeah,
they're getting around to it.
I guess the white YouTube guy's gonna have to show up. And
they got a bunch of stuff going on. They'll get to it maybe next Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
We could put in wells.
You think that it's that easy to go fucking run down an antelope?
You know how hard it is to dig a well when you got to throw a Coke bottle off the end of the world?
Or when you have to kill albinos?
Not easy.
I mean, possessed. I'm just saying.
All right. Who did everybody else have on their list?
Boy, I had a great list. This is the fun part of the show.
Yeah.
Handsome Kevin, you want to start us off? Who else did you have?
Vince McMahon.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, I had him.
Vince McMahon, it's almost a definite. I actually just wrote down the Rolling Stones. Just decided to go with Keith Richards.
All of them. Just all of them.
Yeah, I figured that would make sense. I try and stay away from politics as much as possible, but I also had Trump, Biden, yep. Clinton, and that one bitch. Marjorie Green Taylor. Green. Yeah, yeah. I could just fucking do away with her altogether. So
Vince will not allow Pelosi to die. That's his.
Oh, her them, tits? Hell no.
Them titties are.
Fucking... God damn. The finest San Francisco plastic surgeon.
They are the best tits in politics right now.
We should just call them Pelosi's.
There was one that I was gonna. It was gonna be one of those Hail Mary. It was a porn star named Vanna Bardot. There's always a young porn star, multiple a year.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like rappers. Yeah. They can't help it.
Tony, who'd you have left on your list?
Oh God, I had a ton. Fucking buckle your seatbelts. I had Wendy Williams, Ozzy, Clarence Thomas, Artie Lang, Berry Gordy, Rita Moreno, Clarence Carter, but I wasn't going to go with him again. Sophia Loren, Noam Chomsky, Barbara Eden, James Earl Jones, Lindsay Lohan, Andy
yeah,
Dick,
that's always a Hail Mary.
Johnny Depp, Ghislaine Maxwell, figured she'd fucking find a rope in a couple of months, Al Sharpton, and everyone's favorite diva, Tammy Sitch.
Mm.
Oh, I also put down 2 Chainz and Kodak Black, but I didn't get that far.
That's well, HK was not in the call.
Well, Kodak Black is also a 10-bagger, but I figured 6'9 is probably the one that's going to fuck it up first.
That's true. Vince, who did you have left?
Most of mine were all the body positive fatties on Instagram. Jessamine Stanley, Ricardo Onorato, Ashley Graham, Louise Green, Daniel Canton. This one chick's name is Margie Plus. And I put a plus next to her name because she's huge.
Margie Plus, is that a Vietnamese name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony, who was Wu-Tang? Ben Wu-Tang?
Oh, Dr. yeah. So there's Dr. a ben there's Wu-Tang? A doctor at the Cancer Institute. His name is Ben Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang!
And then I had Jazz Jennings, Christian Seidel, and Gigi Gorgeous.
Wow. Jazz Jennings is a hell of a pick. I'm surprised you didn't put him on the list.
I don't.
That would have been a Hail Mary. That would have been a good one, too.
I don't know, man. It just...
That is true. Like, cause that story's been out there and it's really fucked up. Like what's going on in her head. You know what I'm saying?
That's trans and child star. That's double whammy there.
Yeah. That's some fucked up shit.
Mine that we didn't get to, I had, Tom Brokaw.
Ooh.
I had, Cher. Alice Cooper, Marilyn Manson, The Big Show.
Well, it's because he can't walk straight, huh?
That's pretty much it. Bill Cosby, Chevy Chase, Richard Petty, and Todd Bridges.
I thought about Todd Bridges, but he might be the only one that came out of that pretty much unscathed, if you think about it, you know?
Yeah. You want me to go over our lists that we drafted?
Did I make a mistake by taking... Brett Butler. It was between Brett Butler and Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner probably would have been the more solid choice.
I think he's going back to Bruce.
It looks like it, but I'm just, you know, it's the first time doing one of these, so I'm questioning everything I've selected now.
He'll always be Bruce to me. So.
He'll make a movie. They once again can call me Bruce.
Bruce New Mighty.
Only person to win male and female Olympic medals. There we go. So, Handsome Kevin's list, his draft this year: Mel Brooks, Justin Bieber, Keith Richards, OJ, Sarah Hyland, Charlie Sheen, Anthony Anderson, Bob Newhart, Brett Butler, and Matt Riddle. Vince came in with a fucking weirdo list: Shannon Doherty, Nikocado Avocado, Boogie. Tess Holliday, Dylan Mulvaney, Chris Tyson, Clint Eastwood, Dick Van Dyke, Morgan Freeman, and Donald Trump. Tony came in with Bruce Willis, Christina Applegate, Selma Blair, Eric Jensen, Montel, Chris Krispy Kreme, Mary Lou Retton, Alec Baldwin, Joyce Randolph, and Takeshi 6ix9ine.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Selma Toucan. Sheesh.
I finished off here the list with Jimmy Carter, Yoko Ono, Lizzo, Val Kilmer, The Nature Boy, Michael J. Fox, Bill Gates, Jerry Lawler, Mitch McConnell, and Hail Mary, Mr. Beast. So good luck, everyone.
Oh, yeah. We're going to need it after this year's performance.
Yeah. This, 2023 was not good. So hopefully everybody dies 2024. And as I said, the first one of us to pick dies, automatically win. So there you go. So
there's some incentive.
There is incentive. Yes.
I mean, I'm kind of busy.
You can't do it yourself, but... though. That's the only caveat. You can't.
But I want to go out a winner.
I'm not a quitter. Goddamn it.
Like, Molly, Vince is up 5 points on me. Get the gun.
Make sure it's loaded this time.
God damn it.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Kevin, for joining us this year.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good. So good luck, everybody. And Vince, that's the end of the show.
All right. Bye.